Well, if sustainable development is part of their policy of making us feel that all is well, then that's what they're applying to the potentially apocalyptic issue of climate change. So it's about the diversity between the fact of what's actually facing us and the illusion that that this thing called sustainable development can pull us out of it, which isn't the case. To me, they see development as a soft and caring way of talking about what they want, which is continued and accelerated economic growth. I think the war on terror is a fantastically convenient tool that has landed in the laps of the world's leaders, particularly the Western leaders, as a way of entrenching the inequalities of the world, helping in their desire to militarize the world and to open up new untapped economic markets. Yeah, I think oil is in the veins of our economy, and it's been in the veins of our economy for over 100 years. Unfortunately, the need to secure and obtain those good sources of oil has been behind most of the conflicts that we've seen in the world throughout the last century. What we can see behind us is perhaps what we might be seeing a lot more of in the future, as we see that oil reaches its peak and possibly even runs out. But what we need to talk about is stopping using it before it runs out. Climate justice is an acknowledgement of the fact that climate change is going to hit the poorest people of the world hardest. And there is an enormous injustice there in that they are the people who are least responsible for the climate chaos that we are heading into. So it's an acknowledgement as well that, as well as being an ecological issue, climate change is an issue about social justice. It's about power inequalities, it's about class inequalities, it's about gender inequalities, it's about geographical inequalities. And we think that we have to take those on board, and that's a central part of the problem, and it's a central part of the solution.